Good evening and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 28th of July 2024. I say good evening, you're possibly listening to this in the morning. I don't really know when people listen to this one. It's no way to monitor this. Anyway, how are we all? How is your weekend been? Now, I've had a rather good weekend. Weather's been nice. It's been almost a bit too hot, which isn't something I'm complaining about. It's nice to get some heat, but it has been a little bit on the warm side, to say the least. My garden is looking great. Would like to have many, many, many more plants growing in it, but it is looking pretty damn good, I've got to say. Lots of things are in place. It's tidy. It's just coming together really nicely. Just like the allotment has come together, lots of hard work, just tidying up around the edges and getting everything to a point that I feel I would be happy with it. And we're getting there. We are certainly getting there. Hopefully this week we're going to complete one more bed. I'm considering putting beds in different places here at home, but that's a whole other subject. Now, what do I want to talk to you about tonight? First of all, I had something that we went out to do today. Is we took the dog for a walk, and we had heard about this this place that was selling milk out of a vending machine. Not hold with me, because you might be wondering why I'm talking about this. And it's a bit of a novelty. So we went and checked it out. We got ourselves a milkshake and some milk. And although it wasn't cheap, what we realised is that it is local, it is organic, and it is everything that we kind of believe that we should be doing. So the idea is you go and you can take your own bottle or buy a bottle there, which we brought a bottle, and then we filled it up, we brought it home, we can reuse that bottle. So next time we go, we don't have to worry about buying the bottle again, although it might be handy to have a spare bottle just in case. Anyway, I digress. What really struck me about this is the fact that this vending machine, which is in a village hall car park, this vending machine is owned and run by a local farm who obviously have a dairy herd. They milk and pasteurise their own milk. They milk the cows on site and pasteurise it and take it to this vending machine to be sold. And we was quite impressed. I thoroughly enjoyed the milkshake. The milk tastes absolutely delicious, of course. And we were only there for sort of 10 minutes. And in that time, there was, well, four sales, basically. Four people came to buy milk on a Sunday afternoon, which to me told me there's obviously a market for this sort of thing. Now, why is I'm talking about this when it's a gardening podcast, a vegetable gardening podcast? It's the organic label that got me. I'm always a big fan of trying to go as organic as we possibly can, but I've steered away from calling myself organic purely for the very simple reason is that I don't pay the money to get the organic certification. So I always feel that saying I'm organic is a little bit wrong. I garden organically. That I think is true. I could pay for tests and check my soil and things like that to say, yes, I'm 100% organic certificated. But that seems a little bit unnecessary when I'm just growing food for myself. But the fact that so many people were there to buy this milk tells me there is a market for organic food. Now, we know this. The biggest trouble, when I was having a conversation with my wife about this, is the price. So we bought 2 pints, I think it was, for £1.80 from this. Fresh, pasteurised, whole milk, organic, free-range cows. So £1.80 isn't too bad, but we know we can go into a local store and buy 4 pints for £1, and it's nowhere near as good in terms of quality and flavour and so on. But if people are struggling with money, is it right that they go and spend more money on organic food when they can go to the cheaper alternatives and save a small fortune? This is where I feel vegetable gardening. I know I'm preaching to the converted on this because you're all vegetable gardeners, but this is where I feel vegetable gardening comes in. As we are growing our food organically, I mean, you may not be growing organically, of course, but you are growing, if you are growing your own food, the chances are you are doing it organically. You are doing it because you care about your food. You want good quality food and you want nutritious food and you want it for a very reasonable price. And this is where vegetable gardening comes in. By growing our own food, which I believe we can grow our own food organically for a much cheaper price than what we could buy it for, we can then go and buy the things that we can't produce in our garden or allotments for the organic price, and local as well, and support our local farms and things. So for me, I come away from that and realised that's one of the reasons that I garden. That's one of the reasons that I grow my own food. I'd love to know if that's what you found yourselves. Now, this is the last podcast for July. I can't believe we are nearly in August. This month just seems to have flown by. Hoping the sun is going to stay out for a little bit longer, but I've been wishing and waning for some sun for the entire year, it feels like. But on Wednesday, we will be putting into the post the this month's newspaper, and the seeds for the month. And I thought I'd go through with you the seeds of the month. I've got the newspaper in front of me, the 8 pages as normal. I think we're going to have to add some more pages, to be honest, because trying to get all the information in this is a little tricky. Now, for the first seed that we're going to be sowing, which we're going to sow next Sunday, is a type of onion. This is called Elisa Craig. So this is the onion that we're going to grow over winter. We sow it in August, and we try and grow it on until we get to the sort of size of sets, basically, and then we'll put that out as we would our sets, and we grow them over the winter, and then we can harvest them June, July time. We could, of course, save these seeds and sow them around Christmas, January time as well, and I'm going to be doing both. I'm going to sow some next Sunday, and I'm going to sow some on Christmas Day, and compare the two and see how we get on. Now, the advantage of growing onions from seeds is they are less likely to bolt. Now, next we have got a carrot. This is a variety called Paris Market Atlas, which is a stumpy, round type of carrot. Now, I've had a lot of trouble with carrots this year, with them not germinating hasn't been a problem. Once they germinated, they're getting eaten by slugs and snails. And it's now at the time of year when it's going to be difficult to really get our main crop carrots sown. So what I'm going to be doing is sowing these stumpy ones and early varieties of carrots to try and make sure we can get some more carrots out of our garden and allotment. Next, we have kohlrabi. Now, this is a type of brassica. It's an alien-looking vegetable. I quite like the taste of it. I like it a bit better than turnips. It's very interesting, but it's also quite a quick crop. So definitely one I think we should be growing. Next, we've got chicory, and chicory, or this is a Brussels witloof. This is one that I quite like growing as well. It's an interesting one, but we can also blanch them for chicons as well. And there's instructions in the newspaper on how to do that. So much information, I couldn't fit it onto that page. Well, I could, but I couldn't add a picture. Next, we have rocket. Rocket is something I grow a lot of, especially over the winter, a type of spicy green, peppery green. It's delicious, nice and salad leaves and things like that. So definitely one I have to add. It's something we grow a lot of. And then finally, we've got spinach, another leafy green, of course. We grow a lot of spinach here. We've been picking some spinach quite regularly. I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy spinach. Does prefer cooler conditions, but it'll grow nice in a shade in places like that. So that's definitely one, another one that I'm quite pleased with that we're growing. So that should be plenty to keep you going throughout August. Certainly plenty for me to keep going. And more importantly, should help grow plenty more food. Right, I am going to wrap this one up tonight. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you think more about growing organic and organic food and what it means to you as well. Right, you take care, and I'll speak to you again next time.